Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that the words from my mouth and meditation from each and every heart are acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Henry Van Dyke was a clergyman in the 19th century. Van Dyke was also a poet and a novelist. He wrote the words to a hymn, "Joyful, joyful, we adore thee," set to the tune of Beethoven's 9th symphony. Our original title for our readings today was A Brief Sermon on Keeping Christmas. So with a few modifications and a few additions, we come up with the title of Keeping Christmas. There is a better thing than the observance of Christmas, and that is to keep Christmas. Are we willing to forget what we have done for other people and to remember what other people have done for us? To ignore what the world owes us and to think what we owe the world? To put our rights in the background and our duties in the middle distance and our chances to do a little more of them a duty in the foreground? To see that our fellow human beings are just as real as we are, and that to try to look beyond their faces into their hearts, that they fill them with joy, to own that properly the only good reason for our existence is not that what we are going to get out of life, it's what are we going to put into life. To close our book on the complaints against the management of the universe, and to look around for a place where we can sow a few seeds of happiness. Are we willing to do these things even for a day? Then we can keep Christmas. Are we willing to stoop down and consider the needs and desires of little children? To remember the weakness and loneliness of people who are growing old? To stop and ask how much our friends love us and ask ourselves how much we love them? Ask ourselves to bear in mind the things that other people have to bear in their hearts? Try to understand what those who live in the same house really want without them having to tell us. To make a grave for those ugly thoughts that we have and bury them deep. And a garden for the good thoughts with a gate that is always open. Are we willing to do these things even for a day? Then we can keep Christmas. Are we willing to believe that love is the strongest thing in the world, stronger than hate, stronger than evil, stronger than death? And that the blessed life which began in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago is the image and brightness of eternal life? Then we can keep Christmas. And if we can keep it for a day, think what we could do if we could keep it always. But we cannot keep it alone. For keeping Christmas, we need each other. Our family and friends. We need that stranger. We need the lost. We need God the Father. We need the infant Jesus. And most of all, we need the Holy Spirit. We need all these because it's not good for us to be alone. And because if we come together, then we are the body of Christ. Now, in our daily lives, let us not rush to be first in line. And when we see someone struggling with a shopping cart, let us try to give a helping hand to them. And when we enter a building, if there are people behind us, let us hold that door open and do it with a smile. When we are faced with a difficult situation, let us take time to listen to both sides of the story before we make a decision. If a small child is trying to tell us about their day's activities, let us take time to listen and show them that we care. If your waitress is struggling because they are being overloaded, let us try to be more understanding and more patient, and maybe reward her with a generous tip. The next time someone cuts you off in traffic or runs through a yellow light in the intersection, let us try to be more understanding and more patient. And I know I myself have to work really, really hard on that one. All you have to do is ask my wife about that. When your spouse asks you to do something, let us do it as they ask, not when or how we want it done. Life is short, and let's make the most of it. When you view that glass of water, let's view that glass of water as half full, not as half empty. We may not be born in mangers. We may not do miracles. We may die and rise again to save the world. But we are the body of Christ. And together, as we keep Christmas, we are bringing the greatest gift to all the world, God's love and forgiveness. That is, God's love and forgiveness. So let us keep Christmas, and let us all do it together. Amen. We'll continue with our readings and carols.